Hello?
Hello, is David Moeller there?
Yes.
Thank you. I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will certainly vote.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
54.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated, you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm about a 5.
Thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. And starting with Mercy Capture as Congresswoman. Do you approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disagree? Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And Sherrod Brown as senator? Okay, thank you so much. And Donald Trump as former president?
I disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And Joe Biden as president?
I strongly disapprove.
Strongly. Okay, thank you so much. And now I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. And starting with Republicans in Congress, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Derek Merrin?
Name's not ringing a bell right now.
I'm sorry.
I don't place the name. I don't know who that is off the top of my head.
Thank you. Thank you. And Mercy Capture?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Somewhat unfavorable.
First Energy?
I'm 50-50 on that one.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. And now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Personally, I'd vote Republican.
A Republican or lean Republican?
I lean Republican, yes.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
You got me on that one. Voting for Kennedy is voting for a Democrat. So it's, I don't know. I'm no clue who I'm ready to vote for this year.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republicans Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
No idea. That one I can't.
Okay.
I don't know.
And okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Moreno.
Moreno. And, well, it is Republican Bernie Moreno or lean Republican Bernie Moreno?
I lean that way, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
The Republican.
Republican or lean Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur? Or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance.
Thank you. And now I am going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true, please say so.
No difference.
No difference. Okay, thank you so much. And before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 80% of this survey. There is just a few questions more. I will try to be the briefly possible, and thank you so much. And now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. And now, if in the state legislature, Derek Marin sucked extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' officers, while working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. And in this case, would you be much less likely to vote for him, or somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference? No difference. Okay, thank you. And now, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. And this would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely. No difference?
No difference.
Thank you so much. And Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and a woman, potentially leading to prison and could ever find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. It makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no different.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. And now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, this is the job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that. And this makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or do you think it's not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. And now, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported an anti-union laws that drive down the wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise their retirement age. This for you is much less likely, somewhat less likely. It makes no difference, or is more likely?
No difference.
Thank you. And by last on this, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Marin's corruption. And this makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely. It makes no difference, or is more likely, or do you think it's not true?
No difference.
Thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
Abortion rights.
Abortion rights. Okay, thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kupchur?
Marion.
And it is Republican or lean Republican?
I lean Republican.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Or, okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Conservative, not a strong Republican.
Thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity?
It's not.
It is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
Not too important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you so much. And in that way, we are concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep.
Goodbye.